Hi guys, this is Pastor Jeff from the Lewis Center campus, and I want to welcome you to another Friday edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. And as most of you know by now, Fridays are the day of the week that we venture off the weekly teaching topic and go where the Lord takes us. So once again, let's get started. You know, if you're a member of my life group, you'd know that I'm a huge fan of the Psalms because I'm constantly recommending them to the group members as the place in the Bible to turn to when they're struggling with issues like faith and prayer and just life in general. And today I want to dive into Psalm 13. It's a simple psalm that was written by David, and it happens to be a lament psalm. And if you're asking what is a lament psalm, it's one of those uncensored outcry to God. It can be anger. It's very feelings driven, sorrowful or regretful. And this particular lament, David lifted up to God because his enemies were oppressing him, and they've been oppressing David for quite some time. And in David's mind, God's doing nothing about it. Or if he's going to do something about it, he sure is taking his good old time in doing so. And so David begins Psalm 13 by asking God, how long? Which is probably why I like this psalm so much. Verse 1 of Psalm 13 says, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts, having sorrow in my heart all day long? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? Four times David laments to God, how long? And maybe that's you today, a member of the How Long Club. Perhaps you're asking God, how long am I going to have to carry this burden? Or how long am I going to have to endure this physical pain? Or how long am I going to have to go without a paycheck? Or how long am I going to have to deal with my boss's hostility towards me? Or how long am I going to have to stay in this relationship? You know, on and on it goes. How long, how long, how long? And I want you to know today, if that's you, a card-carrying member of the How Long Club, that God can take all the how longs that you can throw at Him. In fact, He wants to hear your how longs. He wants to hear your laments of anger, of rage, of grief, and of sorrow. You've got His permission to rant, to get all that loss off you and up to Him. Don't believe me? Then spend every day the next month reading through the book of Psalms, and you'll find the psalmist, more often than not, pouring out their emotion up to God. But here's the key to a good biblical lament. They never, ever end in that anger or rage. They always end in praise. Listen to the end of Psalm 13. David says, but I have trusted in your loving kindness. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to you, Lord, because you've always dealt bountifully with me. So as you read through the Psalms, you're going to encounter plenty of laments. And remember, biblical laments, they're those uncensored, feelings-driven prayers that God welcomes as we express anger, loss, and frustration even with Him. And yet they often conclude with praise or gratitude or on a positive note. And so before we conclude today's Drivecast with some music for you, for your prayer time, I just want to say thanks to all of you who faithfully listen to us. And thank you for tuning in today. And I want to remind you to tune in again Monday for another edition of our LifePoint Drivecast. And if you want to pray along with me now and then continue in prayer afterwards, you can pray something like this. How long, O Lord? Are you going to forget me forever? Consider and answer me, O Lord my God, lest my enemy overtake me, and rejoice when I'm defeated. But I trust in your mercy and loving kindness. and will always rejoice in your salvation. Amen.